sunny weather?
Always, always. Been traveling, been to Paris, it's been rainy. You know, it's always good to be back in Houston.
The first time you've been over there?
No, I went last year. Love it, man, love it. Just getting around, you know, traveling, seeing a different world, South Carolina and Texas.
Anybody recognize you over there?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people did, actually. It kind of surprised me. I didn't think I was global as I was.
Good pub you're getting in the media, right?
Keep on.
Hopkins is global.
Global, man, global hop.
I'm excited for what you guys with the healthy Deshaun Watson. Getting healthy, Whitney. How excited are you about this?
Very excited. You know, those are two guys, and along with the other guys that were hurt, that can help us win a lot of games. You know, unfortunate, you know, it's football, injuries happen, but we know those guys, you know, are important for this team, for us to get where we want to be.
When you look at what Watson did with you and Fuller, and thinking about the prospects of y'all playing together a whole season, what do you expect, and then what do you hope for?
You know, I expect us to be the best duo in the NFL, honestly. You know, that's my goal. I'm pretty sure that's his goal. You know, and if we have those goals for ourselves, that's going to help the team, you know, get where we want to get to. You know, but expectations, you know, sky's the limit what that kid can do. You know, and, you know, myself, I've only been playing receiver, you know, since college, you know, not even my whole life. So I don't feel like I've reached my peak at my position. You know, I'm pretty sure Deshaun would say the same about himself.
You posted that on Instagram that you guys are going to be setting records next year. You did it last year. What about him gives you the confidence that you guys will be doing that?
His attitude on the football field and off the football field, he wants to be great. I want to be great. You know, so if two people want to be great, you know, pushing each other, you know, sky's the limit, you know, what him and I can do. You know, communicating, not just on the field, not just, you know, during the season, but off season as well. Us talking about stuff, you know, plays, you know, it's little things that goes into it that, you know, not everybody sees, you know, for a team to be good.
You reached out to Des Bryant on Twitter and he retweeted what you said. What are your thoughts about Des Bryant?
I love Des. I looked up to Des when I was in college, you know, when he was at Oklahoma State. I used to watch him, watch his highlights, because, you know, we kind of measure similarly, I would say. You know, he's a little bigger than me, you know, but our height, our body type is almost similar in our style of play. So I used to watch him a lot, actually, when I was in college, and I was in high school as well. You know, I knew about Des Bryant, so I've always been a fan of his. You know, so once I seen that the Cowboys dropped him, you know, why not, you know, reach out to a guy that I know still can help a team win.
Do you have a relationship with him personally or just from afar?
Just from afar. You know, but he's a great receiver, so. You know, I feel like it's a brotherhood in this, in NFL, you know, of receivers.
What did you think about Bob McNair's comments saying that he regrets apologizing for his initial comments?
I don't really look into stuff like that or politics. You know, I just come out and do my job, help this team win. You know, Bob is a great guy. So, you know, I can never say anything bad about him.
So you walked out of practice after the initial comments?
I wasn't about his comments. I had personal problems in life I had to deal with.
DeAndre, last year you were promoted one of the two best receivers in the league. How important is it for you to maintain that stature? And how is it you do it no matter who's playing quarterback?
Honestly, having a good successor like Andre to instill things in me at a young age, not even an adult, when I came in, just how to go about, you know, being a professional athlete, you know, and outside of football as well. It all, you know, kind of goes into the same category of, you know, like you said, just still being where I'm at and not having, you know, Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks throw to me. You know, but just the things that he kind of went through, and I saw him go through, and the way he, you know, took me under his wings and told me how to go about, you know, just handling your job and not worrying about what goes on around you, you know, but making the quarterback right. And never feeling like it's the quarterback fault, but everything is your fault, even though, you know, sometimes you guys might say it's not, but it's still putting that pressure on myself as a receiver to make them hurt.
Do you ever daydream about what it'll be like for you to have him there 16 games?
I stopped daydreaming when I was young, but nah, I was messing with you. Nah, of course, man. Of course. How can you not? You know, it's hard not to daydream with what Deshaun can do with a full season under his belt. You know, the stats and the records that he did with the little amount of time that he played, you know, he was only getting better and better each week. You know, our record wasn't the best record where we wanted it, but, you know, we were getting better as a team, and the offense and defense as well, I would say.
Do you look forward to the competitions with Tyron? He said he looks forward to it. One of the reasons he liked being here was so he could compete and practice and just make himself better.
I've been a fan of his as well. You know, I remember us playing LSU and seeing him out there. I wanted to go against him, but, you know, I was on the outside. He was on the inside. But just his competitiveness, you know, how could you not want that on your team? You know, what he brings. I want to go against the best every day, and I feel like he's one of the best in the game right now. So, you know, for him to say that about me, you know, hopefully we can, you know, sharpen each other.
Is there anything you can say or do that would help the other receivers stay healthy like you? Because you're the only one that can stay healthy.
You know, it's football. You know, it's not easy to go out there and tell someone what to do, how to stay healthy. You know, but I can only, you know, give them advice on things that I feel like work for me. But everybody's body's different. Just taking care of your body outside of football. Once you leave here, eating the right foods. You know, just nutrition, what you put inside your body. You know, and you know, it's a lot that goes into it. But everybody's different. You know, they watch. They've been doing a good job of watching things that I do. After we work out, you know, little things just to keep my body in shape.
New weight room, new staff in there. Do you think that'll help?
Of course. You know, those guys are some of the best at what they do. And you can tell just from us here, being here 2 days, I've learned a lot in 2 days that I've never knew or never even knew could help me in my game, honestly. So I feel like having those guys in there, the new staff, is going to help big time.
How's the weight room look different than it did in the past?
You know, it's a weight room, you know, so it's a weight room. But it's a lot of different things in there that I've never seen, honestly. Machines that, you know, I didn't even know existed, you know, which is pretty cool. You know, those guys in there, you know, they're very innovative at what they do.
You travel, it seems like you always work out, and we'll let people know about that too. How much is it tough to work out when you're traveling? I guess it's for almost anybody, but how much do you try to make sure you always get that in?
Man, I've always had that mindset, you know, even when I'm on vacation, still to, you know, get something done. I don't feel like I would be, you know, doing my team justice and myself justice if I go on a vacation and just forget about what got me there to be on that vacation.
Is there anything you can do to help Fuller stay healthy? And what would it mean to the offense if he could stay healthy for a season?
You know, Fuller can stay healthy. You know, sky's the limit for him. He's fast. He's getting stronger in the weight room. He's actually dedicating his time, you know, towards football, I can honestly say. So, you know, it's injuries. You can't control all injuries, you know, but he's doing a lot of things. I can say that I think he's going to have the best season yet.
What did you appreciate about Paris Fashion, and did you come home with anything that you're especially proud of?
Yeah, man, I got a one-on-one Mason Margiela piece. Actually, it's like three of them made, not one, but it was only one left. So, yeah, I would say this Mason Margiela is like an antique piece. Yeah, it's pretty dope, man. I'll show you if you want to see it one day.